This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez has launched a Democratic primary challenge against Senator John Hickenlooper. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Gonzalez says she's jumping into the race because she feels like Hickenlooper, who's in his first term, is not meeting the moment.
Across the state, Coloradans are really looking for fighters and people who will stand up for their values and for change.
Gonzalez was elected to the state Senate in 2018 and represents parts of Denver. She's worked on issues from reproductive rights and renters' rights to policies that support undocumented immigrants. She's about 30 years younger than Hickenlooper and says it'll be a test on a new generation of leadership. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The Trump administration's new rules on student visas and immigration are stemming the flow of international students to Colorado's colleges. New data from the Institute for International Education shows a 17% decline in new international students on U.S. campuses this fall. In Colorado this fall, the University of Denver saw a nearly 20% drop in the total number of international students. CU Boulder was down 10%. Colorado School of Mines and CSU also saw overall drops. Health insurance enrollment on the Colorado marketplace for next year so far remains pretty steady. That's despite the tax credits set to expire unless Congress steps in. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Since November 1st, about 210,000 residents have enrolled in a health insurance plan through Connect for Health Colorado. That's the state's marketplace. That's about 5% fewer enrollments than the same period last year. A few factors may be contributing to the dip: higher premiums and the possible expiration of enhanced federal premium tax credits may be prompting people to take more time selecting a plan. Enrollment for 2026 coverage is open through January 15th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's 8:06.